Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Secrets of the Sire. We do this every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc, talking comics, movies, TV, and pop culture. I'm your host, Michael Dolce, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hassan Godwin, Lord of the Radio. Tonight, we'll be talking Captain Marvel Trailer 3 Reactions, 2019 movie preview. And we're also going to be doing a little like fun thing with it. We're going to pick our sleepers versus our snoozers, and we're going to give our always fun predictions sure to go wrong for 2019 movies. Mr. Hassan, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
That good?
It's nice and cold out.
It's wonderfully cold. Actually, it was kind of warm today, though. Like, no, today, out of all days, it's like 50 degrees.
My now. Walk over here from...
Oh, no, it's gotten colder. Yeah, it's totally gotten colder.
I don't know. Because even I was like, well, it's a little chilly.
everybody knows
I love the cold.
So. Even you.
I was like,
If it's cold outside, it means it is January. If it's January, it means it is the beginning of the year.
Ah, okay.
If it's the beginning of the year.
It's a segue.
We have a segue.
You're trying to segue into it. I got you.
We have a slew of awesome 2019 movies. One in particular, which we'll get to first,
right.
Is one that... It kind of boggles my mind a little bit.
It boggles your mind.
Just right. A little bit.
I hate when the mind boggles.
Which is Captain Marvel. It doesn't boggle my mind in terms of what it is and where it fits in the continuity of everything. It boggles my mind in terms of what I've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting the internet hype. That is until Monday during the national championship game when they debuted trailer number 3, which I think is the last trailer now, right?
Generally speaking,
they do 3 trailers.
Yeah.
Unless they're completely changing it up on me.
God. Such a waste.
And for the first time, I was actually legitimately excited to see this movie. Now, look, we're going to go see it. There's built-in wins for these kind of movies. A, superhero. B, Marvel. C, Thanos. We want the next piece of the puzzle, which is actually a prequel or a backstory, however you want to do it. So, I mean, they have these built-in like reasons to go see it, but basically everyone's just like, it's a woman, so I'm excited. And I'm like, okay, like, sure. I'm not a woman, so that doesn't necessarily get me going. I'm actually more excited to see what happens in Nick Fury's eye. And the footage in the previous 2 trailers has kind of been underwhelming. I'm kind of like, do I need to see this movie? Is this Ant-Man 2? Like, can I wait? Is there something I can do with this?
Do you want to see the movie?
I do now. So,
okay, because that's really the only thing you need to worry about, right?
Well, at first I didn't.
Do I need to see it? Nobody needs to see it. You don't need to see any movie ever.
Okay,
ever.
Does the trailer make me feel like I need to see it versus I want to see it?
Is that what the trailer's job is supposed to be? That
yes.
You need to see this?
Yes. That's the trailer's job is to get you into the theater, right?
Oh, no. Yes, I understand that.
Right?
Makes you want to see it. I don't know about
Well,
need.
I would say there are some movies. Have you ever experienced a trailer, though, where you go, I need to see that? Like you need, like it becomes like part of your business that you have got to go see that.
I would like to say no,
but that would be lying. That would be false.
It wouldn't necessarily be lying. It wouldn't. It really wouldn't. Because even if I said it, I would 5 seconds later tell myself you don't need to say that. So,
but that's your own guilt coming in of your
I wouldn't
your
call
instincts,
it guilt.
Your natural
that's
reaction.
The inner voice. That's
your
the,
natural reaction would be. Like, I need to see this movie, and then you go, all right. I don't need to see it.
You don't need to see it. Like, you know, it's like the cake. You don't need that piece of cake. You don't need it. Thank you.
But you know what? If
you need an aspirin, you know, you don't need a piece
no,
of cake.
No, you don't even need it. You don't need an aspirin either.
Sometimes you need an aspirin.
If your heart is not, if your heart is failing.
There are times, you got to throw yourself an aspirin.
All right.
But I
get what you're saying.
I was just saying.
But the things that were kind of exciting about this, it showed her powers. It showed her using her powers. It showed a little more detail. Like, look, the third trailer is generally better because they've worked on the special effects too. So I agree that actually kind of gave me this feeling, which I like.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong about this, but I don't know if this contradicts myself. But I mean, after a while, after 10 years.
Yeah,
you still got doubts, you know. It's like that's the weird thing about it. It's like there are some movies that are better than that do better than others that are more enjoyable than others. But I hate to say this because this is just,
yeah. But is that the question?
I've not yet seen a bad right. Marvel movie. So
maybe Iron Man 2.
No.
Thor Dark World.
No. No. I mean, they weren't great.
I've never they yes, weren't I've great. Never walked out of a Marvel movie saying like
I never had a Last Jedi moment. I never was right. Like, oh, this right. is terrible, you know? I've right. never had one of those.
But that's what we talked about. That's the built-in system that Marvel has created now, where it's look, at the end of the day,
so that's why I don't understand
it's
the
cake or not cake, but it's still cake, you know. It's the, either really delicious
yeah,
cake or
and that's
not.
The really strange thing about our society is like we get something and we doubt it, we have doubts.
Actually,
and
the cake analogy works really well, because you could get stale cake and then you're not as happy for having it, but you're not gonna
the bottom
say,
line
like,
about
I'm
the cake thing
cake
let's just so we don't misconstrue the cake thing is you still don't need it. That was the point. But
you
got to
play the drop
about
the
to,
cake now. We have the
Michael's
drop.
About to blow it out of proportion, but the bottom line that I was trying to make is you don't need cake. So even no matter what kind of variation on the cake theme that you want to play.
At a birthday.
The bottom line is
birthday
you, don't
party?
Need, you don't need cake at a birthday party.
You need some sort of
you don't
form of celebratory
need
sweets.
The cake. It's traditional to have cake, but you don't need it.
No, I'm going to say you need a cake.
No.
You need cake.
No. All right. I'm going to say you don't. So now what?
What did you like about this trailer? Did this trailer excite you versus the other trailers, or is it, or did it just fall in line with the rest?
It looks good. I don't know. I'm going to tell you honestly. I got excited.
I'm going to keep repeating the conversation that we've had multiple times. You realize you are hosting a live radio show / podcast.
You asked me my honest. You know what? You want me to shill? Oh my God, Michael! This trailer was unbelievable.
I like.
I cannot
I like
tell
this,
you.
Son.
Exactly. Holy. I felt empty until I saw this trailer, and my soul was imbued with life, and I became another person.
I didn't know you had this in you.
I decided I needed to become a paramedic so that I could bring other people to life like this trailer brought me to life.
All this time, I just had to ask for Shil Hassan. I had to ask Hassan to act like the job he has.
You asked me to lie, so I, you know.
No. I told you to act.
I can lie like a champion. If you want the truth, then I'm like, yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, but you could give me the truth, but in that Shil voice. I think that's what I want.
The Shil version.
I want the Shil lie.
The Shil voice hurts.
Sorry, the Shil truth.
It hurts, though. It's very painful. It's very tough to stay this large for the entire show.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
3 years in and now, finally.
3 years? Finally. It's not been 3 years.
I hate to tell you, we're canceled next week, by the way. It took us this long. Right after
the door. I can take this show on the road, though.
Shil Hassan, yes. Regular Hassan, I want to stay indoors.
Regular Hassan wouldn't want to be on the road. Don't worry about it.
Well, okay.
He'd be very happy.
Here's my thing on trailers. Hmm. Yes, I get it. You don't need to see the movie. I get it. Trailer's job is to just get you into the movie. I get it and all that stuff. But this is Marvel's
work here is done.
Baby. This is also the first female superhero. So there's a level of importance to this.
For Marvel, versus
other movies, because they're placing importance on it. Not necessarily Marvel, but they're also kind of, you know, catering to that marketing as well too, that there's a level of importance to this. But for the first time in a trailer, I'm actually seeing not a marketing strategy. I'm seeing a movie I want to see. I'm seeing a movie that's like, hey, Jude Law's character looks interesting. The fight with the woman, with the old lady, which was a cool gag at first, you know, got fleshed out in this one.
Yeah, but who didn't know that? Who didn't know that was a Skrull?
No, like, I know, but like, I get to see the fight a little more. I like the fight. I'm just saying
I know, but I didn't understand the controversy in the beginning. Like well, you guys, everyone was upset. She punches an old woman.
Not like, everyone is an industry insider like the two of us.
Well, then they're idiots.
Sam had no idea that was a Skrull.
But we told him, and then he was happy.
He did. But other people didn't.
Old ladies need to
be
punched.
Let me ask you a greater question.
Sometimes you
got to
punch an old
lady. Let me ask you a better question.
What's a better question?
We do these trailer reactions and these trailer reviews and trailer truth or trash because people actually like to hear these things and like getting into it.
True.
What's the you know, if in your mind there's no point to doing so, or there's no point to reviewing the trailers. I'm just saying if there's no like overwhelming urge, then why is it that people are compelled to
I don't think there's no I
why do they need to watch these reactions videos?
First of all, I like trailers.
Okay.
Trailers is my favorite part of movies.
Okay.
Okay, the problem, the thing is...
But you don't want to contradict yourself.
I didn't contradict myself.
No, I didn't.
I like trailers.
Yeah.
But there are some trailers I watch, I'm like, oh, that's all right. I'll enjoy that. I will tell you honestly, I saw what was the last trailer I saw? I was like, I gotta go see this movie. Mm-hmm. It was and I've said it here, was it Valerian? And you know what happened there, right? You saw what happened with that, right?
Yeah.
So like I'm, you know, once bitten, twice shy kind of situation.
Yeah.
Also, as I also said, one of the greatest trailers ever was the one for Pearl Harbor, and I had to go see that movie.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
Yeah.
It was a hard suck.
We're
right?
grading the trailer, right?
And then also Superman
Returns.
Superman Returns.
Mm.
Great trailer. Unbelievable trailer. Beautiful trailer. Still like watching that trailer. A movie.
Yeah.
I've seen it once.
Yeah.
You know? And I didn't even hate that movie. I was just like, oh, hey, well, I saw that.
Okay.
It was time to go. So this trailer, I don't know anything about Captain Marvel. Yeah. I know Skrulls. I know the storyline. I know the Kree.
Mm-hmm.
I know that from the Guardians of the Galaxy and some other of the Marvel Universe stories, the Marvel's interstellar universe.
Sure.
So, but I don't really know much about Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to learning about Captain Marvel to the extent that these movies teach you about the comic books, because you know there's always alterations,
right?
And you know, I like Brie Larson and, you know, Sam Jackson. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and I like Marvel.
Yeah.
I like the Marvel brand so far. So, I, you know, but like, yeah, if you're going to ask me, like, did I watch that trailer and go, oh, I have to see this? No, I didn't. You know, I was like, oh, good, another Marvel movie.
I would also say, though, this particular film trailer, got me in a way the other two didn't, where it didn't actually focus on her as much as I feel like it focused on the all-encompassing.
I'm out
and
of
that
touch.
That got me giddy.
I'm very
the
out
Skrulls,
of touch.
Jude Law's character, I'm really intrigued about. Nick Fury, I'm really intrigued
because
about.
Because I liked the teaser a lot.
Yeah.
And nobody did.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone was like, I'm bored to death, to tears with
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And everybody loves, and here's how I know I'm out of touch, everybody loves that Shazam trailer. And
love
I
it.
Think that is horrible.
Yeah, I love it.
I think, I'm absolutely not interested in seeing that movie.
Do you know what
absolutely.
Else? Do you know what else I love? I love great segues. When we come back, we're going to go full on 2019.
Yeah, well, then why don't
preview.
You do one? Because that wasn't one.
Shazam, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel. We're going to go through the gamut. And we're also going to pick a couple sleepers and a couple snoozers when we come back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Vision for the film and decided to part ways.
Yeah, that's one of those things where these guys showed up really late to this meeting and they were drunk and they were throwing cake around and we decided to get them out of the building. That's kind of the creative differences.
Or
I might be speaking from personal.
That was your bad experience.
Secrets of the Sire.
welcome back to Secrets of the Sire. We do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc. Support us on Patreon, patreon.com/secretsofthesire. You get a lot of cool goodies. We got a lot of great things lined up, some exclusive video feeds coming in the next couple weeks as well, too. It's brought to you by all our beloved patrons, new fan Craig Caruso, dedicated fans Einar Peterson, Matt Beyer, Ashley Haikai, and Omar Morales, and our program director, Stephanie Dolce, and our Uber fan, Christina Dolce, who I said to stop donating so much money because you're literally just taking it out of my pocket, putting it back into my pocket, minus the fees that Patreon takes. So I was like, you're actually losing us money by supporting us. But thank you for supporting us, my wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
That kind of undermines us.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
I wouldn't have shared that story. I wouldn't have told anybody about
it. I thought it was amusing. All right. We are doing our 2019 comic book movie preview. I'm going to give you a list of... I'm going to just run down the list to start because there's so many movies. Here's the funny thing, right? 2018 felt jam-packed full of comic book movies, right? Comic book-based movies, sci-fi related, you know, pop culture-related movies that, you know, we can kind of... Hey, they have a John Wick comic out, so we can throw John Wick 3 in there now. So it's all part of the realm of the pop culture that we talk about.
Okay.
2019 is even more jam-packed because two films that were supposed to come out in 2018 didn't. Dark Phoenix and New Mutants. Real quick before we get even deeper in 2019, what's the over-under that we see either of those two movies? Dark Phoenix was supposed to come out in November of 2018. New Mutants was supposed to come out April of 2018.
Do we see it or
that they actually release it? We release it because New Mutants was supposed to come out in April of 2018. Then it got pushed to August of 2018.
Now it's
August 2019. Dark Phoenix is June 2019, and that was from an original like November release date.
I could see probably the over 50 for either one of them.
Yeah,
because they're just trying to clean house.
Yeah,
they're just trying to.
So they're just going to get it out. Yeah. It's there,
and they're putting it in the summer, after everything is over, right? Everything the Avengers movie will be over.
Yeah,
you know, Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I don't exactly know when Spider-Man is coming out at the end of the year,
uh-huh.
Right? So it'll be out of the way of the Spider-Man movie. It'll be the Avengers movie will be over. Captain Marvel will be over.
Yeah,
so it'll just leave a lot of room.
Yeah.
For them to dominate the summer.
Yeah,
even if they are not great movies.
Yeah, so the first one on the plate, which we're going to do a little review on in 2 weeks as well too, is Glass, which. Fits the criteria, but it's amazing how, you know, Split, when it came out, I said, oh, this is another M. Night Shyamalan horror movie, because he had done a couple of these low-budget horror movies that were really successful and actually rejuvenated his career, and I thought, oh, okay, great, he did another one, this is really cool, and then all of a sudden it's like, did you catch the ending? And you're like, oh, it was part two of Unbreakable, we didn't know it, and now this is the part three. So this has now, like, just through clever... I want to say clever marketing, because in a way it's marketing, but it's also story related. In a way of just keeping certain things quiet, which he's always been he's always done, right? I mean, he's been the master of the twist ending. In this case, the twist ending was just the fact that it was related to Unbreakable, and now they're coming out with the third one. That seemed to be the big buzz movie for a lot of people. Are like, wow, I really need to see it. Comic-Con, same thing. You know, you said Shazam trailer. Was a big win at Comic-Con, and I feel like Glass was also like a huge win at Comic-Con in terms of excitement. Lego Movie Part 2, which we'll throw in there. You know, there's a little things there. Captain Marvel comes out in March. I threw in Us by Jordan Peele, just because he blurs the lines sometimes. Get Out was straight out horror, but you don't know what you're going to get with him, so I kind of feel like, you know, it's close enough we can kind of assimilate that into stuff that we kind of cover. Then Shazam hits in April, and you're saying trailer bad, or you think it's the only DC movie coming out next year after Aquaman came out. But are you thumbs up or thumbs down on Shazam?
I'll probably end up seeing it, but
not the question. Do you ultimately do you think it's going to be a good movie or a bad movie? You're going to walk away feeling like good or bad on that one.
I I guess it would be a good movie. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
Based on what you've seen.
It did nothing for me to the extent I didn't even give it any mental energy.
Yeah.
I gave it no thought.
Yeah.
I've seen the trailer maybe three times to try to see what other people saw.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's a bad trailer. I'm just not interested in it. You know? I would have went a different way with the character.
Yeah.
You know? And then you could see there's a lot of bathos in it. There's a lot of, like, you know, so I mean, like, that's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Know? So, you know,
the next one comes out the week after this one. It seems like April is now like what May and
April.
June used to be.
Everything's happening. Game of Thrones is happening in April. A whole bunch of things are happening in April.
Here's Hellboy.
No. No. Not at all.
I know.
Whether it'll do well or not, hopefully it'll do well for Mike Mignola, and for the character for comic
loaded.
Books, huh?
That guy's loaded.
Doesn't matter, you know. That's his baby,
yeah.
And you know, I bear him no ill will. So hopefully it'll do well. I'm not interested in it because I very much liked the Guillermo del Toro movies. And I think Ron Perlman has tried really hard to get the third one off the ground.
Yeah.
And he kind of got met with static. Mm-hmm. Like he did. So, you know, so then they grabbed it from him. And now, I mean, that trailer was.
I feel like.
To take something that established and that well done. I think those other two movies were really well done. They might be an acquired taste, but they were extremely well done.
Mm-hmm.
So take something that well done and that intricate, and then swap it, you know, with this. And I like the guy who's playing Hellboy.
Yeah, David Harbour.
I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I like him in Stranger Things. I also liked him in Newsroom. He's a great actor. He's fine. To swap it out with this thing that looks so generic.
Yeah.
You know, like such a generic wannabe Marvel movie, you know, of...
See, I feel like this is Amazing Spider-Man, though. I feel like this is, and I have to do a little digging on this, but I'll get my crack research team on this. I feel like it's one of those, if we don't release a movie, we lose the license. So we better get a movie going.
I guess so. I mean, right? It doesn't, either
like,
whatever
the aesthetics just feel like a step down.
Yeah, whatever the reason is behind it, it's terrible. And he just seems so uninteresting.
Yeah,
for a character that looks that interesting, he just became completely uncompelling. Now the thing about the thing about Ron Perlman though, Ron Perlman is almost instantly interesting, just even without makeup, just the way he presents himself, the way he carries
big
himself.
Jaw too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why he was perfect for Hellboy. He looked like Hellboy.
Yeah.
And his manner. And his personality, I'm telling you, this guy, I'm sure it will be good. And for people who are not fans of the Del Toro movies, or people who did not see them, I'm sure they will have a great time with this. But I don't think that guy can compare to Ron Perlman's performance. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's just not going to give a performance like Ron Perlman. And that is who I have in my head as Hellboy. So, no.
This is by no coincidence.
No.
But there is a 2-week block before and after this next movie. So April 12th sees Hellboy. May 17th sees John Wick Chapter 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. In between that, April 26th is Avengers Endgame. Right? Am I going on a limb saying this is the biggest movie of next year? Even bigger than Star Wars, even bigger than
it's
definitely bigger than Captain Marvel. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't know if it's bigger than Star Wars. It's on par because there's the same writing. The same that's riding on Star
but
Wars
such
is the
a
same.
Different tone, right? Like this is like a culmination. This is like a treat. This is like you've climbed to the top of the mountain. Let's all celebrate at the top of the mountain. Star Wars is like, are we jumping off or are we getting back on the mountain?
Well, okay.
Right?
But I don't think so. I mean, are you asking me or are you telling me how this...
I'm telling you what I feel about it.
Yeah. So I hear you. But, you know, I think they're kind of on par. I think the same is riding on either one. Because,
really?
I mean, look, if Avengers comes out and people are disappointed with it, I doubt it's very, very small percentage of possibility that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that will kill the franchise.
Yeah.
Just as the same as
as really episode
think
9.
You think it'll kill the franchise. Mm-hmm. You think that at some point...
People are at the point right now where they're ready for the Disney empire to fall. Disney has gone too long without a hiccup, without a mess up. The piranha were already trying to tie the James Gunn incident to Marvel and bring it down. Mm-hmm. Disney's already got dust on it because of the Star Wars thing and because of the forced diversity thing, SJW nonsense and whatever, right? So if Marvel screws up even a little bit, people will be waiting. They'll DCEU it, you know? Because the DCEU can't do anything right as far as they're concerned, right? Aquaman's probably going to make $1 billion. And there's still the social media is rife with this movie sucks and it's still bad or whatever. It's like people don't even reality doesn't even matter to the opinion polls anymore.
Right.
So I think there's just as much riding, just like last year, just like Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah.
The thing I was most interested in is just like, how are they going to pull this off? What is the story going to be?
Yeah.
Right. Because we've been building up to this for 10 years, and we've been building up to it so subtly that you can't really see how it's going to, like at the end of Ragnarok, when they were like, okay, the next movie is going to be Infinity War.
Right.
Well, actually, the next movie is going to be Black Panther, but right after that, it's going to be Infinity War. So the next big Marvel movie, you know, the next tentpole movie is going to be Infinity War. And I was like, how are we ready for that? You know, we've got a little bit, we've got a couple of scenes after credit scenes of, you know, Thanos going, oh, I'm going to do it myself. look, I got a glove. You know, but I mean, that's, and all of a sudden, that movie comes out. That movie does not.
Yeah.
It sticks the landing, right? Everybody loves it. So it got over its hurdle.
Yeah.
And so now it's the greatest thing anybody's ever seen,
right?
But mostly it's the greatest thing everybody's ever seen because it didn't trip up. So the next movie, if it trips, it's going to be the beginning. It'll take some time. But that's what I'm saying.
It's got enough built-in credibility. If it's a letdown. Right. Okay. A letdown versus a bad movie are two different things.
But that's the same argument I made for Captain Marvel, and it didn't work for you about built-in credibility. You know. So I mean, obviously,
no. But I'm actually supporting what you said about the built-in credibility. I am actually agreeing with you that it has. Right. I'm saying.
What about 10 minutes ago?
That was 10 minutes ago. Stop living in the past. the built-in credibility is there. The cachet is there for them to again. A letdown is, I really hated the fact that they didn't bring so-and-so back to life. I hated the fact that, that's a cheesy way to get rid of Thanos. You know, that's a letdown, right? Star Wars, you know, again, went so far. I didn't actually mean to do that. I was going to say so far left, but that was, I don't mean that in political terms.
Mm.
I actually mean that in, it went so far off the course of where the previous movies had come from. And where the story was supposedly heading in this movie that, you know, it completely shook everything up. Versus this, if it's a letdown versus a bad movie, I don't think it's going to be as bad. All right, when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion, and we're going to give you our predictions. Sure to go wrong. Yay!
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin, together we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
I'm looking at you, and I couldn't tell you if you're 24 or 38. How old are you?
38.
How old is he, Sam?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah, I keep in good shape. How old do you think Hassan is?
71. I'm at the age where the only time I wanted twice is before I had it once.
Secrets of the
Welcome back to Secrets of the Sire. We do this every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc, and streaming live, facebook.com/secretsofthesire, youtube.com/secretsofthesire, and on Twitter at Michael_Dolce. We are talking about 2019 comic book preview. We're talking Avengers Endgame. The list keeps going. John Wick Chapter 3 is next. I threw Aladdin in there because I'm not sure what to make of that. I don't know if we're going to kind of cover it. It's quasi-strange territory, right? It's a beloved Disney animated film turned live action. Will Smith, you know, Will Smith's a pop culture guy. Not sure what... We'll list it right now and then we'll move along. Godzilla, King of Monsters. Everyone is buzzing about this one. Like, everyone's real. I talked to was just buzzing about it. I've never been a big Godzilla guy.
Really? You know, how can you not be a Godzilla guy? Who doesn't like Godzilla?
No, I don't dislike. It's just one of those things. I'm like, meh, Godzilla smashes things, fights giant rubber.
What do you
monsters.
Want, though? I never get what you want in movies. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle.
Yeah, yeah. That no one wants to solve.
Wrapped in a beard.
All right, so no Godzilla. Fine.
No, I mean, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. I'm just saying, me personally, I'm like, nothing against it. It's not my cup of tea. Dark Phoenix, then, June 7th. I wanted to go through and ask you, what's your sleeper versus your snoozer of a movie? And we're not done with the list, so we will go through the list, but I will point out Dark Phoenix, to me, I feel is going to be like is a sleeper hit. It is going to be one of those where you're just expecting impending doom.
Yeah.
You're going to finally
like the
go
Days
see
of Future
this.
Past. Like Days yeah. of Future Past. I remember just before Days of Future Past, people were like, nobody even wants to see this movie. Like, this, nobody cares. This right. movie's going to suck. And then I went to see it. I actually went to see it in the theater, and I don't know why. And I was like, oh, this is actually good.
We're
gonna going
to watch
on?
Dark Phoenix, and What's it's going to be like one of those, like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
This is a prediction sure to go wrong, by the way. Like, yeah. you know we're going to come in here June 14th and we're going to be like, man, that was just awful. Like, holy crap, they should have delayed that another 8 years.
They want it to be awful, though. You know, because, like, well, imagine if that does well. Because Kevin Feige just said he's looking forward to just cannibalizing the X-Men.
I think they're
going to
do it anyway. I think they're going to reboot no matter what.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. What if it does well? And then, you know, and then there'll be conflict there.
You know,
because the fans will be like, we want this. No, and you're taking it apart. Thing, like, you're just going to reboot it. You can destroy everything. We hate everything. You can destroy life. The life sucks.
What makes a movie successful is the casual audience member, the one that can bring the person that's not as ingrained. Like, hardcore fandom is the backbone. Like, you need hardcore fandom to, like, you know, get something produced and made and done, but then it's really the casual, like, oh, I like those X-Men movies, having never picked up an X-Men comic, or oh yeah, I like Wolverine.
Well, I'm talking
I like
about
Hugh
the other
Jackman.
Fans of the other X-Men movies. I'm not even talking about the comic book fans. Like, you know, like if you liked Age of Future Past, or
I feel like we're giving too much credit to the casual
Age of Apocalypse
moviegoer. Though I think the casual moviegoer is gonna just kind of appreciate.
We are not doing anything. I am just saying.
I think you are giving.
I'm not
too
giving
much
him credit. I'm just
that.
Saying, like, it's kind of. It's a no-win scenario because they're going to gut it no matter what.
Yeah,
you know? So if the movie comes out and doesn't make any money, it'll justify Disney gutting it all the quicker.
Yeah.
And if it comes out and makes money, there's going to be a conflict.
Yeah. This next one is interesting, too. So June 14th, the very next week. I mean, what a busy summer we've got. Men in Black International. This is the...
Ragnarok 2.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, these two would make a really good movie.
Yeah,
Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. In another ancillary, it's an ancillary Marvel comic book movie, but, you know, it's not really, I mean, whatever. Sony.
Yeah, yeah. Sony.
It's a new day for the franchise. Thoughts on this?
Good for it. I mean, I'll watch it. The Men in Black, wow. Talk about going off the rails. Right from the second one. Like, almost as soon as, I really liked the first one. And as soon as the second one, the whole franchise started going off the rails.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they reboot it and it's good and it works, you know, more power.
I think the good thing about this movie, the sleeper, if you will, of this movie is going to be Chris Hemsworth being comedic, because he's a really funny guy. He's had role in Ghostbusters was the only role that people actually liked. you know, and what's the other movie he was in where? God, he played like the hunky new husband, and he can. It was a comedy that came out a few years ago, and I think it was with. I want to say Will Ferrell, but that's not right. He was just hilarious. Like okay. He was absolutely hilarious in it. So I'm actually looking forward to him in that role, and I absolutely like adore Tessa Thompson. Like I just think everything she's in, she just manages to steal the scene. So between the two of them, I think it's going to be interesting. And then you got a little bit of a break, July 4th weekend though. Spider-Man Far From Home. So I guess spoiler. Spider-Man makes it spoiler out of alert. Avengers yeah. 4. Sorry about that.
Maybe it's not Spider-Man. Maybe it's alternate universe Spider-Man.
Or maybe it's pre-Avengers
maybe
Endgame.
Maybe it takes
place
before that.
Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio and John Watts returns to direct. So that's,
Jake Gyllenhaal, you know. That's interesting.
Then we get into the interesting territory here. New Mutants, August 2nd. maybe. maybe. If it works...
It's not even the New Mutants, so who cares?
Well, it's the New Mutants characters.
No, it's not.
Set in an asylum. Well, you got Wolfsbane, you got Karma, you've got Magic, you've got, you know.
And then it's like, are they actually mutants or are they just crazy?
Yeah.
Because what is this asylum crap?
I haven't had
put them in the Xavier home.
I haven't seen a trailer to Poo-Poo
yet. Put them in Xavier school. You have that. You see, that's what's wrong with Sony. They have the tools. They just don't want to use the tools. If you have the Marvel MCU universe and you over here, you have the X-Men, which could be in and of itself a universe in and of itself, to comparable to the Marvel universe, right? Certainly comparable to Avengers, if done right. And you just keep throwing stuff against the wall and see if it'll stick.
I know.
I mean, you don't want the franchise. No. You really don't want it to work out. So that's a Fox, though. Excuse me, not Sony.
Right, right.
That's Fox, and so now they've been bought.
Yeah.
But that explains why. They you know, they had to be bought out, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's I mean, what they've done to the X-Men and the X-books in general.
It's travesty. Well,
I haven't liked them since they started. I have not enjoyed them since they started.
It had the ripple effect, too, of now directly influencing Marvel's comic book decisions now. For anybody who doesn't know, but I think fans of the show obviously know, and industry people and people who are big comic book fans in general kind of realize, like, X-Men used to be...
Yes, I mean, one book.
It was the end-all be-all. Yeah. Wolverine was in every book for a reason.
Exactly.
And Fox's...
And Wolverine is still big, which is weird.
Yeah. Fox's handling...
Wolverine survived
the X-Men
fall of
franchise
X-Men.
Caused Marvel to take all of those characters and purposely devalue them in comics, which... is
because,
it's
the same
sin.
With Sony, where Sony tried to make it so that they invented Spider-Man. You know, pre the comic book era, you know, pre the golden age of comic books depicted in movies, Sony tried to just claim that they owned Spider-Man, that Spider-Man was theirs because at that time, right after just about the time of Spider-Man 2, between Spider-Man 2 and 3, the movie was big, but It just had the temerity to think that the comic book industry was so small they could claim they owned Spider-Man outright on their own. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it was obviously, you see how that worked out, right? Because you got Spider-Man 3, ding. And then they turned around and made Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, then they pull a whammy on everyone and do Into the Spider-Verse, which. It's not a ding, you know, and almost outshines. Well, according to most people, outshines even Homecoming. A lot of people think it's the best.
Spider-Man 2 is the best one.
I said Homecoming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, but I'm just saying Spider-Man 2 is the best one. Homecoming.
I said Homecoming. Okay. All right. We're done with that. I don't understand. I'm right here. Right here. How can we not communicate? I don't understand. Do I need to send signals?
Potentially. What actually caught my attention is the one in October that's coming out, and I realized that I made a mistake, but it's not really a mistake if you get into very big semantics. There are two DC films coming out next year. This is the DC Extended Universe, though. Todd Phillips' Joker, October 4th, 2019.
Okay. Some of the stuff I've seen from it, I'm like, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know? Because, I mean, he looks like an outright clown. You know, he's just an outright.
It's saying Robert De Niro and Zazie Beetz both in talks to be in the movie as well too. I mean, could you imagine a Joker movie with De Niro in it?
Look, you know, like you know what's there. You know what's totally effed. You know, it's totally screwed up. Is that I dislike those Nolan movies. Dislike them as Batman movies.
Right.
But I don't think you're going to beat Heath Ledger's Joker.
No.
I don't think it's going to happen. Now, Jared Leto came close to doing his own thing in Suicide Squad, and they just didn't give him good dialogue, and they didn't, you know, they didn't give him a lot of screen time. But now they're screwing that up by not actually capitalizing on that.
Yeah.
They've lost Affleck. Affleck was a great Batman.
Isn't it amazing? Like, if you just do a retcon to when he was Daredevil, and you're like, Ben Affleck needs to get as far away from superheroes as possible. We're going to cast him as Batman.
Oh, yeah.
He is actually the perfect Batman.
That is a great Batman.
He is a better Batman than Christian Bale.
Without blinking, I would agree to that. And look, Henry Cavill. Is there a better Superman? Is there a better looking Superman? Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not touching Christopher Reeve is sacrosanct.
I'm just clarifying.
Yeah.
I'm just
Christopher Reeve is untouchable. It's actually the same as Spider-Man 2. It's untouchable. Yeah. Everything. I'm not comparing what we have now to what came before. But Henry Cavill, if you want to try to follow up and make another iconic Superman, that guy was the guy. They didn't give him a great movie.
Yeah.
And they didn't give him great stuff to do. And then they tried to mess with him behind the scenes, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So now we lost him. He's not coming back. So You lost Batman and you lost Superman after you made a movie called Batman and Superman. You put them both in it. I mean, that you are just completely mismanaging your tools right there.
I would say this. Don't rule. But actually, everything I'm reading, you can rule this out. I was going to say, don't rule an Affleck return.
I still have hopes that James Gunn's going to come back to do Guardians 3.
That could happen.
I still got hopes that that'll happen.
Because that thing's been delayed indefinitely, so we don't know.
There's a possibility. There's a possibility that there's some finagling doing, you know, going on there. So
last two movies, there's a Masters of the Universe.
Come on, man. Come on.
Supposedly opening on December 18th, 2019.
Yeah, all right, good. Great.
Odds we see that on December 18th, 2019 since they don't have any cast right now.
Right up, and they're gonna mash it up against Star Wars. Good idea.
Good idea. I know. Just get Dolph Lundgren back. Yeah. just go the full night. Look, he's got.
They could do that. He was in Aquaman.
He's got a resurgence from Aquaman.
He was in Aquaman.
He's riding that Aquaman.
He was in Creed, which actually, you know what's weird? Creed did well. Creed 2.
Yes.
And I haven't heard a word about it.
Yeah. It was just solid. It was just one of those solid movies.
But it just came through. Yeah. It made a ton of money. Yeah. So it was a success. So they're definitely going to make another one. And it just went away. It went away so quick you thought it was a flop.
Right.
And then I checked on it. It's like, it's not. It's not a flop. So you got Dolph Lundgren in Creed.
Yeah.
You got Dolph Lundgren in
this
Aquaman.
This is Dolph Lundgren's year.
He was in The Expendables. His brand is up again.
Yeah.
So, let's make him He-Man.
And finally, we have Star Wars Episode 9.
Old man.
Yeah, right. right? We have Star Wars Episode 9. We will probably talk about that in the future sometime, so we're not going to waste any time on it tonight. But when we come back, the sleepers and snoozers, your predictions sure to go wrong, and we'll go spinning the racks.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
talkingalternative.com.
Can a man actually get up with any kind of macho manliness and say Twilight was a good film franchise and or movie? That's like the guy wearing the pink shirt, right? Like,
he
feels completely confident.
But men can rock the pink.
Wait.
Sam the engineer is wearing pink. Right.
I just pulled a Hassan.
Secrets of the Sire.
Welcome back to Secrets of the Sire. It's been a fun show, actually. This has been really good.
Think so? You think you?
Except for that one point where the Joker threw me off completely. I apologize to no one, because that's the beauty of having your own show. Just do what you think. We were going through the 2019 movie preview. The one I did skip two by mistake. The untitled Terminator Project. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
There is also Zombieland 2, which
Zombieland,
unbelievably amazing.
Over 10 years.
Movie we didn't need. And
whole decade waiting for that sequel.
Need. Yeah, sequel we don't need at this point, but you know, we'll see how that goes.
Zombies are still in.
Yeah. All right.
Look at The Walking Dead.
I want to do a sleeper versus snoozers, and I think the best way to do this is to kind of throw out a couple of categories for you. We've kind of talked about a couple sleepers. Dark Phoenix, I think, is going to be my sleeper hit for next year. It's the one that you don't see coming.
Mm-hmm.
My snoozer is going to be Hellboy. I just think it's going to be really bad. I just think it's Amazing Spider-Man or Amazing Spider-Man 2. They have to do it to keep the franchise together. What's your sleeper? What's your snoozer?
I think the sleeper is going to be Shazam.
Okay.
Even though, well, it's probably not a sleeper because everyone loves it.
Yeah,
it's a sleeper
so
in my book.
So
because I'm like, I don't even. I'm not going to.
Then the Hassan alternate.
Yeah,
universe. You're the Bizarro
this.
Hassan.
I ain't going to see this movie.
Bizarro world.
I am actually looking more forward to the Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston movie than I am. this Shazam nonsense, but so that's a sleeper that'll do well from my book, and I think the snoozer is gonna be it's a toss up. It's either Hellboy or it's gonna be that Joker movie.
Yeah, I'd put Joker in there, like, but I feel like it's EGADS. Just gonna be. So actually, wait, I won't say anything about Joker just yet because I'm gonna go into our always fun predictions sure to go wrong. What's the Venom of 2019? The thing that you think looks
a giant monster
so
hit?
Bad that just somehow, and isn't even that great of a movie, but somehow just is this thing that
New
catches.
Mutants. New Mutants.
Do you think New Mutants?
Yeah, go
See,
for it. Go
I'm
going
to say Joker is the Venom of 2019. There's just going to be this weird amalgam of everything.
Well, okay. Here was the logic. I said years ago when they announced that Heath Ledger was going to be the Joker in the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Everybody in the office, we were still a wizard at that time. Everybody was like, oh my God, what are they doing?
Yeah.
And I said, he's going to be amazing in that. And they were like, why? Why do you predict that? Do you like Heath Ledger? I was like, no. But it's such an unorthodox casting that he must have floored them in the audition, you know, or they saw something in him that they knew that this guy was going to be able to pull it off.
Yeah.
So, using that logic, looking at what I've seen from the Joker movie and as absolutely audaciously doofy as that looks, it's probably got. I have to believe there's some genius behind it.
Yeah.
And so
that's what I'm saying.
Just
it's going to be the
come,
Venom of 2019.
Yeah, it's
going to
jump
just
right through.
Didn't expect.
Yeah.
What's the Aquaman of 2019?
Because
Aquaman and Venom are two different animals.
Aquaman didn't have a lot of hate against it. Like, people were just
well,
like,
that's
it's
my point,
DC.
Though. I think it's like one of those things where it just, it kind of just comes out of the gate and then just kind of catches. and it's a good movie. It's not a bad, like Venom. Look, I loved Venom. Mm-hmm. It was not a good movie. Like, I know this. I can't explain to you why I liked it. It's, you know, it just, I did.
I wouldn't accept any of your explanations, right. Because
Aquaman,
I wouldn't believe them.
I enjoyed, and you know, it was like, it just worked. And it was one of those movies. And now not only did it work, but it's like DC's highest grossing film. So, you know, in terms of things, again, that kind of catch on, mm-hmm. I mean, it could almost be the same thing as a Venom, but I feel like it's a better movie than Venom. So it's a good movie. That you didn't see coming that tends to catch in 2019. What do you think?
Good movie that you didn't see coming. That's going to be gigantic.
Yeah.
I'll stick with Shazam.
Yeah.
I think Shazam will.
Yeah. You know? We're on the same wavelength.
It's another one of those. It's another one. It's the same
Shazam
thing as the
is
Joker.
Gonna be the
it's like to me, it looks so bad that it must be really good for them. And then like some of the whatever footage they released from it was so like okay that you know they couldn't have made an entire movie off of these really bad jokes and the stupid learning to be a superhero thing. So I'm sure something amazing is in there. We just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I just don't like that. That muscle suit. It's just so blatantly a muscle suit. Like,
right.
Holy crap.
The last category for predictions sure to go wrong. What's the Black Panther of 2019?
Well, define
the highest grossing film.
Of 2019?
We ain't got time for controversy. So yeah, we'll go. Black Panther was the highest grossing domestic, I think Infinity War was the highest grossing in general.
Then we'll go for
is it
going to
be Star Wars? Or is it going to be Endgame?
I don't know.
Prediction sure.
Probably Endgame.
Yeah, I don't see how it can't be, right? Like, there's no way.
Boy,
like, Captain Marvel's.
Is
Captain Marvel going to have a Black Panther moment? Because it's the first
read
female.
Murphy's Law. For God's sake, and stop doing that. You're killing us.
Well, I asked you a legitimate question. Is Captain Marvel going to be the Black Panther in terms of cultural significance to where it bests Endgame? In total gross?
I don't know. Look, I don't...
Where's Shil Hassan? Get Shil Hassan out here
now. Because I hate being baited into this...
The segment is called Prediction Sure to Go Wrong.
Sure.
There is literally no pressure on you.
I just don't want... No, I hate being baited into a cultural conversation.
I was out here saying Deadpool would flop. Okay? There is no...
I know. All right. No, I have no feelings about Captain Marvel whatsoever.
It's totally going to be the next Black Panther. All right. We do this every week. We go spinning the Rex.
Spin the Rex. Spin the Rex.
Men in Black 23 crossover is officially dead with the release of Men in Black International. It appears that Sony has officially yanked the Jonah Hill... Channing Tatum, Men in Black crossover, which on paper, a crossover between Men in Black and 21 Jump Street sounded like a crazy idea.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I was so looking forward to that. Man, nothing ever works out.
Phil Lord and Chris Miller, Lego Movie and the original 21 Jump Street, they were working on a script, but it would have featured Jonah Hill. Channing Tatum.
What an amazing rags to riches story for Lord Miller. You know, got fired from Star Wars, right? And they just come bounding back with Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't direct it, but they're very much behind it.
They're attached to it.
So I mean, they're still in there, man. They got fired from Star Wars and they're still in the game. That's significant.
Yeah.
You know? That's no loss. 2023 Men in 23 Men in Black 23
You can go to secretsofthesire.com.
That's no loss.
And you can look up all of our previous episodes and you can find the episode we did when Men in Black 23 was announced. And at the time I'm like, really? Like they're just throwing S against the wall.
You can't bing. You didn't say it.
That's why it was a See, I kind of went faint there.
God. In a lunatic asylum.
And I got to admit, I'm kind of sad that it's dead.
Oh, no.
Now.
Come
I know.
On.
Like, I'm kind of like,
come on,
I
dude.
I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
We're okay. We're going to be okay.
I don't know. It's like,
oh.
More.
Me too. Me too. You know what?
I,
you
I
know
what? About it, I
like, I'm not gonna fight it.
Gotta wish.
Man, I'm not watching another movie until they make that movie. All Never right. watching a movie again.
You can watch TV instead.
Nope.
Does the new Rorschach
all media? Oh.
In the HBO preview, confirm a Doomsday Clock inspired plot. This is coming from by Rachel Roth.
That looks. That's another thing that looks terrible.
That preview that they did with, I mean,
good lord!
Between that and Hellboy, it literally looks like a fan film, right? It looks like a bad
like, are you guys
cosplay.
Trying?
Like I've seen cosplay.
Are you trying
at
to
cons
tank this?
That are better?
Yeah,
I don't. So I clearly don't know what's up. So we're gonna go.
And they had like the cops with the no. I mean, it seems like it's after that.
Friday
it
night
seems like it's after the events of the movie
right.
of the book, right?
Right. Friday night, you and I are going to do a stream on Watchmen.
And how can Rorschach be alive?
It's based not only on the 12-issue graphic series, but the question is the Doomsday Clock, which is what they came out with in the last couple of years. DC actually, finally
the
trying
on Watchmen
to,
or whatever.
You know, trying to capitalize on Watchmen officially, which is the way I look at it. It did release new things, so it does work into that. It has to, and you know what? I'll say this: if it does kind of tie into the Doomsday Clock, you know, miniseries and series that they did, at least they're not just trying to redo the movie again as a TV series. Because I just don't understand how you do that unless it's a limited edition and you do 12 issues. But that is the most perfect graphic novel. That is the most timely concept still to this day, where America is so fragmented. And
yeah, I'll give you.
I don't need to see this as a TV show. I don't need to see this as anything else. So,
I just wish it looked good. You know,
yeah.
It's the same thing you were saying about Captain Marvel. It's like, come on, just make it. Even if I think it's a bad idea,
yeah.
Don't make me write. You know, before I get a chance to
that Rorschach Max mess just came up on the screen here. It's
you can't. You're not going to beat that movie. The movie did such a good job with Rorschach.
Yeah.
You know, with the concept. Know. You know,
Jackie Earle.
And also, if it's not him,
Haley was unbelievable.
Yeah, if it's not him, and then it won't be him in the TV show, right?
And
but that's the equivalent of hiring someone else to be the Joker after Heath Ledger.
Watchmen movie was still widely revered as a very good effort, and or some people's favorite comic book movie. Like I don't know anybody really.
But then there's a lot of backlash against it. Also,
I thought he did as good a job as possible. Like Zack Snyder, it didn't live up to it, but not because of lack of trying.
And also, that was before the Snyder backlash.
Oh yeah,
you know, like
yeah.
that Snyder.
Well,
he
had the whole 300 thing going at that point.
Yeah,
too,
he's now
like,
he's
hey,
George Lucas. He's in George Lucas land.
It's amazing, right? It really did.
All
right,
it's just so funny how these creators just
rise
just,
and fall.
Just, it's not even rise and fall anymore. I mean, you know, what's his name who slept with his cousin?
All right,
you know, he was able to come back.
Yeah.
And like, you know, some of these guys are just gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're not coming back.
I know. All right. Well, next week we look ahead to Punisher Season 2, which comes out next week, which is something I will watch because I'm up to date on Punisher.
Yeah, right.
And the most anticipated TV shows and comic books of 2019. We'll have Joe Mulvey in studio maybe, but we will definitely have Newsarama's Chris Arant giving us the lowdown on all the comic books we need to read before we go to the theaters. See you next week, guys.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio, Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Oh.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.